One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
More orange invading Heinz Field on Sunday. This orange from the northern part of Ohio and the Cleveland Browns. Mike, when you play a team for the second time in a season, do you go back and look at the first game and then compare it with what they did, say, last week to see if there's any significant changes in what they do?
That in a nutshell, Stan, is the process of preparing for the second time around in terms of an opponent. You look hardcore at the matchups, the physical matchups, what transpired in the first game. And really the first thing you look to is how they're similar or different than the last time you saw them. And usually that encompasses the performance, particularly of late.
They started, unfortunately, a three-game winning streak when they beat the Steelers. They had a three-game winning streak, which was snapped by Washington this week against Denver. What, if anything, are they doing differently?
You know, they're staying within their personality, of course. They're trying to be balanced on offense, trying to feature the run skills of Trent Richardson, and rightfully so. I think over the course of the season, he's proven that he is worthy of the draft status that he's had. He's got a consistent run demeanor. He runs with great pad level. The pile always seems to fall forward with him. He's got great pick and vision for a power runner. He can jump cut. He can find the little cracks and crevices that are created through space and get yards for their offense. And obviously, Brandon Weeden is continuing to develop a nice rapport with a young core wide receivers led by the likes of Greg Little. So they're going to strike for balance on offense. The run game is pivotal, a part of their approach, and the play action pass chunks that are created off of it. You know, familiar, of course, with Brad Childress, their offensive coordinator, having worked for him in Minnesota. And, of course, defensively, they got a talented young group, and they've been consistent in terms of their level of attention to detail and violence, really, that they play with on defense all year.
You know, we talked about the active Cincinnati front group, but that would seem to be the core of the Cleveland defense. They're not only talented but deep there.
Yeah, and I think it starts inside for those guys, and it does for Cincinnati. But when you think about Cincinnati, you think about Dunlap and Johnson and Gathers, the pressure that they provide on the perimeter of their rush. I think when you think about Cleveland, you think about Reuben and you think about Phil Taylor, two big anchor points in the interior of their defense that do a nice job of keeping DeQuell Jackson clean so he can make sideline to sideline tackles, but also guys that do a nice job of collapsing the pocket in passing situations.
Would you consider Joe Hayden to be one of the top cover corners in the NFL?
I think he's one of the top young guys. I think the jury's still out on him, like most young guys. He's missed some time due to a variety of reasons this year. But largely, when you look at his body of work, number one, you can tell it is not too big for him. Number two, he doesn't tense up at the ball. He's got very good ball skills. And number three, he plays with a great deal of confidence. All a great recipe for elite corner play.
They've got players playing for jobs. All players are playing for jobs, but maybe a coaching staff playing to retain their job. There's a lot of upheaval in their front office. That being the case, this is totally foreign territory for you as a head coach. Every game you've ever coached had at least playoff implications. It doesn't this time around. Does that change the way you approach the week ahead and the game itself?
It does not for me, and you're right. This is unfamiliar territory for us. Hopefully, we don't get very familiar with it at all. For us, man, it's about our personal relationships with the game of football, not only coaches but players. We're all competitors. We all strive to be our very best. And given an opportunity to compete, whether the ball is snapped or kicked off, I know that you're going to get the very best from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
In the NFL, you've coached for winning teams, and I've always wondered, when the expectations are so high, does it hurt more when you're in the position you're in now as opposed to a team that, you know, might be in a rebuilding process or wasn't expected to do much? Not that you accept it, but it doesn't come as a slap in the face.
You know, I personally don't run away from the hurt, you know. That hurt and disappointment comes with high standards and very specific goals. And our goals will always remain the same. Hopefully our level of expectation in terms of what we expect from ourselves and what our fans expect from us won't change either. And I doubt that it will. So I'll take the negative things that come with it in an effort to pursue what it is we're pursuing here on a consistent basis. And, of course, that's the World Championship and Lombardi Trophy for Steeler Nation.
Well, when you get that, it makes it all the more sweet when you go through a little bit of a valley to try to reach that highest peak.